You're listening to New Technia. NI.I. Cyclone model delivers a day more forecasting skill, on average. Weather next cyclones predicted storm tracks, intensity and wind extent with about one extra day of useful accuracy on average. The Nature study covers 2023 to 2025 storms and live 2025 operation. But the gain varies and does not replace expert forecasts or local warnings. A new artificial intelligence weather model has matched the accuracy of leading cyclone forecasts roughly one day earlier, while predicting a storm's path, strength, and wind footprint in one system. The result could give professional forecasters more useful time to judge dangerous possibilities. But it does not promise every community an extra 24 hours of warning. The 30-second summary. What happened? WeatherNext cyclones produced state-of-the-art ensemble forecasts for tropical cyclone track, intensity, and wind size when tested on storms from 2023 to 2025. Why does it matter? Its three-day forecasts were, on average, about as accurate as leading systems at 2 days, potentially extending the useful decision window. What is the catch? The advantage is an average benchmark result. Human forecasters, reliable observations, and local hazard models remain essential. Key number. Across track, intensity, and wind radius forecasts, the model gained an average of at least 24 hours of useful lead time over leading operational baselines. Why one additional day can matter. Tropical cyclone decisions are not made from a single track line. Emergency teams must weigh where destructive winds could reach, how quickly a storm could intensify, and how uncertain the forecast remains. An earlier dependable signal can help agencies stage crews, refine evacuation plans, and communicate risk before roads and shelters become crowded. The important advance is therefore not simply that an AI drew a better path. In the peer-reviewed Nature study, WeatherNext cyclones predicted track, intensity, and wind radii together, then generated many plausible futures instead of presenting one outcome as certain. What the researchers tested. The model was evaluated on tropical cyclones from 2023 through 2025 and compared with leading operational systems. The researchers report an average lead time advantage of a day or more across the three central tasks. Google DeepMind's technical announcement says the system's three-day forecasts matched the accuracy that previous models reached at 2 days. Training combined nearly 20 terabytes of global atmospheric data with IBTRACS, an expert-curated record spanning almost 5,000 historical storms. The model can project global weather and cyclone behavior as far as 15 days ahead. It was also run live during the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, so the paper includes more than a purely retrospective laboratory exercise. How coarse data produced detailed storm guidance. Conventional forecasting often involves a trade-off. Global models see the broad atmospheric currents that steer a cyclone, while high-resolution regional models resolve more of the compact processes that influence strength. WeatherNext Cyclones was co-trained to learn both the planet-scale weather pattern and the storm-specific features from inputs spaced about 28 kilometers apart. The system uses a generative approach to create an ensemble, a collection of possible forecasts that represents uncertainty. It can generate as many as 1,000 scenarios, compared with about 50 in many conventional ensembles, and produce a 15-day forecast in under a minute on a tensor processing unit. Google has released the WeatherNext code and model documentation, including weights for operational and compact versions. Before we overstate the result, the 24-hour gain is an average across storms and metrics. Performance can vary by basin, storm stage, and available observations. The evaluation compares models, not evacuation outcomes or lives saved. A better forecast only helps when agencies can interpret, communicate, and act on it. The system still relies on high-quality atmospheric analyses and historical cyclone records. It does not replace satellites, aircraft observations, physics-based models, or expert judgment. Google helped develop and evaluate the model. The Nature paper includes researchers from the U.S. National Hurricane Center, Colorado State University, and the U.K. Met Office, but continued independent operational testing is still needed. What happens next? Forecasters now need to learn when the model is most trustworthy and where it fails. The most useful operational product may be a consensus that combines WeatherNext cyclones with physics-based systems, rather than a contest that chooses one model. The paper reports that adding its forecasts to a weighted consensus improved overall skill. Open access to the code should make wider testing easier, although running an operational forecasting service still requires data pipelines, computing resources, and local expertise. As independent coverage of the release notes, the public model forecasts out to 15 days, but a long horizon should be read as a widening range of possibilities, not a precise two-week warning. The takeaway: WeatherNext Cyclones is a meaningful forecasting result because it tackles where a storm goes, how strong it becomes, and how wide its winds spread in one operational system. Its value will be measured not by replacing meteorologists, but by whether it gives them earlier, better calibrated evidence for decisions when uncertainty is most dangerous. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.